Hello.
Hey Jennifer, it's Jerome.
Hey.
Hey, how's your day going?
Good, how's yours?
It's going well. Just definitely been a busy one, I can say that. And then, still got to vote, so it's a day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you gotta go vote.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm gonna be fighting that 5 o'clock traffic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it's all good. It is all good. I just wanted to touch base with you. I know Alex was trying to send out the inspector and everything within the next couple of days. I'm assuming you're back from your trip.
I am, yep.
Oh, good. I hope everything went well.
It was great.
Good. Hey, I got a chance to look over all of the pictures and everything from the house, so I got those. I did say there was a little concern in the basement area of the home itself. From our conversation, we had went over the condition of the home, and I think I definitely was under the impression of cosmetics that were needed to be done. But from the pictures, before we even scheduled the inspection, I can say it just painted a little bit different of a story.
How so?
Just that it would need, it looked completely gutted in one of the bathrooms in the basement, as well as
Yeah. The
the.
basement's not finished. I never said the basement was finished.
I definitely was under that impression that the basement was finished, just due to cosmetics.
Oh, no, I never said that.
Got you. And then there were, I guess, an exterior wall or two that just needed to be, drywalled out, I'm assuming.
In the basement, which is not finished.
Got you. And there wasn't any water damage or anything like that that you guys had experienced, right?
When we first moved here and turned the water on, there was a leak that we had to, like I told you, when we moved in, we had to do almost all new plumbing because when we bought it at auction, we obviously could not have an inspection at that time. So when we turned the utilities on, there were things that we were not aware of, such as plumbing, which I know we talked about. So there was a leak that in the basement, which is why the drywall is now out.
Got you.
And so we addressed that. We addressed all of that when after we bought it.
Got you. Well, kudos to y'all fixing the issue then, and I'm glad it's not an issue now. And you've been in it for
Yeah,
6
'cause
years
that
now.
was right under the that room is right under the kitchen. So it was a leak in the kitchen, but the kitchen's been completely redone since then. But
Got you.
we didn't put the drywall back up in the basement because we didn't have plans to finish the basement.
Got you. Yeah, and I definitely, would love to revisit the 390 that we spoke about, just due to the fact that that bathroom down there was, I really was thinking cosmetics. I mean, the deal I made was
All right,
finished.
but here's the thing. That bathroom was not finished in the pictures that you saw before you made the offer. I never said that the basement was finished. I never gave any inclination as to the basement was finished. The upstairs has four bathrooms, four and a half bathrooms, and six bedrooms just on the main level and upstairs. Not even counting the two in the basement, the two additional bedrooms that could be finished in the basement and an additional bathroom. So that would be a five, that would be an, let me see, six, seven, that would be an 8 bedroom, 5.5 bathroom house. Tell me where you can find another one, finished or not, anywhere close to $400,000.
Got you,
It's
yeah.
still, I mean, the 390, we're not going lower than the 390. If you guys want to try to renegotiate before you've even laid eyes on it and sent your inspectors, that's a BS conversation I'm not willing to have.
And that does make sense. You even told me just in this past 30 seconds, more than what I was made aware of in the beginning, because I did not know that the six bedrooms upstairs.
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, there's a bedroom on the main level and five bedrooms up. 1, 2, let me just make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, five bedrooms upstairs. And there's four full and a half bathrooms. That's just on the main level and the upstairs. Now, if they were to finish the basement, they would have yet another bathroom and two more bedrooms. Actually, three more bedrooms. So this house could be, if you guys were to do what you want to do with it, could be an eight-bedroom, five-and-a-half bathroom.
Got you.
But right now it's a six-bedroom, four-and-a-half bathroom. You cannot touch that in this market for anywhere close to $400,000, especially on a little over 4 acres of land.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand where you're coming from. And what we're going to do is we're going to send out the inspection and, you know, I want us to always remain transparent. And that's just where my personal mind was at from seeing those pictures. And, you know, you're enlightening me too, just from this conversation, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't possibly go through, and she wanted the pictures by the end of that day. There was no way I could go through and take pictures of absolutely everything that you guys are going to see in person. I mean, and I've been very transparent as well. The house still needs things done. I'm not going to lie. Like, it does still need stuff. If you want to finish out the basement, you could finish the basement. The upstairs, the main level, and the upstairs, it still needs cosmetic things. It needs a few fixes here and there, as far as, like, there's a toilet that leaks in the upstairs. It's a minor fix, but it just needs to be done. You know, it's on our to-do list. We just haven't gotten there yet. And I've already told you it needs a new roof. Well, I was very transparent with that. No current leaks, but it's going to need a new roof at some point. It's the original roof, so it needs to be done at some point. So, I mean, I've been very transparent, and I can tell you, especially now that since we've had the conversation and gone under contract and I'm looking around at what we could buy, you guys are getting a hell of a deal. Even when you have to put money into it and put it back on the market, you're going to be able to sell this house for $600 plus.
You know, I definitely see that. I see the potential for it. I do. I do. I'm in agreement with you. And I think the best thing, you know, for everybody, we'll just have that inspector come out.
Well, let me ask you this question, full transparency.
Yes.
Is it your typical practice to put a house under contract, send your inspector, and then talk them down from the price after that?
No.
Nine times out of ten.
It is not our typical practice. And the main thing that we see happen is just verification of everything that we spoke about, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like, you know, as a licensed real estate professional, I also have, you know, I'm held to a code of ethics in my transparency and what I've relayed. And I don't think that I've relayed anything to you that's not been transparent and honest.
Yeah. And I definitely would like to keep that up on my side as well, you know, which is why I even was calling in the first place. But, you know, from our conversation, there are other things that have to be considered, because I wasn't clear that there was, you know, three extra or potential bedrooms downstairs, or things of that nature that changed the story. You know what I mean? I guess we're all putting the final pieces on it up until inspection to get those that picture painted.
Yeah. I mean, because I had a new closet installed in the room downstairs to make that an actual bedroom just a few months ago. So, I mean, it's a true six-bedroom, four-and-a-half bathroom if I put it on the market today as is.
Got you.
Not to mention the entire downstairs that could easily be made into another – that could be a whole separate apartment down there, or in-law suite, or whatever you wanted to make it. It has room for a kitchen, a living room, that bathroom that needs to be finished, and at least two bedrooms and then a storage room, or make that storage room into another bedroom. I mean, that's a whole level in and of itself. But what we live in and use is the main level in the upstairs, which is six bedrooms, counting the one on the main level, six bedrooms and 4.5 bathrooms.
Got you. And just to clarify what you were saying about the basement, the way that you would make that seventh and eighth bedroom,
mm-hmm.
you said you had already installed a closet to do so down there?
No. And I did that on the main level. The bedroom on the main level did not have a closet. So we put a closet in. There's a separate room off of the formal living room that is an actual functional bedroom. We use it as an office, but it is actually a bedroom.
Got you.
Then I have a separate office that is solely an office off of the living room. As you can tell in the pictures, the two sets of French doors that are in my actual living room where my couch and stuff is, that one of those French doors is my office. The other French doors is what the previous owners, I think, set up as a craft room. We just have stuff in there. But those are two additional rooms. I mean, this house has more space than I could possibly have put in all those pictures.
So,
I mean, I would love for you guys to show me a house in the state of Virginia that is 6-bedroom, 4.5-bathroom with 4,800 square feet on almost 5 acres of land for anywhere close to $600,000.
Definitely understand where you're coming from. And at this point, what I'll do is I'll have Alex give you a call, either today or tomorrow to set up that inspection. And we can go from there, but I see where you're coming from for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope you can see, I guess I did have that centered around cosmetics and that gave me a little bit of pause. But we're still on the same page in getting this done for sure.
Okay, sounds good. Let's move forward with the inspection because I really don't think that they're going to understand what they're buying until they see it.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not conceding on price until I'm not conceding on price, period. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
I mean, you already know I had a hard time convincing my husband to do the 3-9, so we're definitely not going down from there.
I can understand where you're coming from, and we will have that inspector come out. Once you know, of course, just let us know. I'll have Alex give you a call tomorrow.
I was under the impression that it was Thursday, so I specifically cleared my day for Thursday.
Oh, if she said it for Thursday, that's fine. She may not just have updated the notes yet on my side. But
okay.
If you guys have Thursday.
That's what we talked about last week when she called, and she wanted to do it sooner, and I couldn't because of my trip, which is why I went ahead and took the pictures and sent them, because they couldn't get out here, you know, before Thursday. But I did specifically clear my schedule for Thursday.
Got you. Yeah, no, that's no problem. And I will make sure, you know, we clarify that on our side, but for Thursday it is.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. And
have a good one.
Be in touch. You too, and you have a good rest of your day.
All right, bye-bye.